95.5, Aggieland's only hit music station. Happy 12th Man Day. We're live from Rudder Plaza right in front of the MSC with maybe one of the most photographed men in the last 5 years on campus.
I'm not Johnny Manziel.
One of the most popular Aggie-related Twitter handles, at Aggie Prez, spelled with a Z. That is the real you, right?
That is the real me. Okay, I handle that Twitter account.
Dr. Bowen Lofton, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to see you, sir.
Howdy.
Howdy. Number one, thank you so much for coming by. I know you got like a million things going on today as well.
Always.
I know you've had a busy week. Tell us a little bit about how you've spent the last few days.
Well, Monday I was in New York City to attend the gala celebration of the Heisman Trophy Award winner, Johnny Manziel, or Johnny Football, or Johnny Heisman, or Johnny Heisman-Zell.
Maybe you've heard of him.
It was a good deal. John David Crow was there. In my little remarks, I said, you know, it's been 55 years. It's a long time to wait. I was 8 years old when John David got the Heisman, and luckily I'm still alive when Johnny got the Heisman. And we look forward to many more coming down the road, though, over the next few years. I think we have a lot of assets to bring to bear here besides Johnny as well, and we may well see other Heisman winners coming to Texas A&M.
It's been such a crazy year. If you would have taken the clock and dialed it back 12 months from now, did you think that you'd be sitting in the position you are with A&M as it is, not just in the athletic realm, which has been an amazing year for A&M, but also in the research side of things, the academic side of things? It's been such an amazing 12 months. There's no way you could have pictured that, right?
Well, I wouldn't say it quite that way. Clearly, on the academic side of the equation, including research, we've been on a trajectory for many years. I mean, this was something we worked through in the 1990s. We called it Vision 2020, and we reassessed that back in 2010, 2011 to kind of see where we were. We made great progress. We have more to do, but we knew we were on track. And so that hasn't been surprising to me at all to really see that we've made good progress there. Clearly, the athletic side of the equation is a little bit more uncertain than that. It's a shorter-term sort of payback, you might say, you know, you look for there. We made a decision in 2011 to join the SEC. That was criticized by some. I've got a few apologies, but a few apologies for that. But the point really was we made a decision then based on a long-term vision for Athletics Texas A&M being in a different conference we thought was more compatible with our future, and one that we felt very comfortable with, very good fit with. And that's really proven to be true. Irrespective of the success on the field, the fact is we've had a great season in the SEC. I visited all four of the away game schools, went to both schools in Mississippi and also both schools in Alabama. We were very well received there. I was impressed with the welcoming nature of those fan bases, even though we walked away with victories in all four cases. That was somewhat difficult for them to accept, but nonetheless, they said to us, "You belong in the SEC. We're glad to have you. Welcome." And I thought that was important.
And 12-12-12, what does the 12th man mean to you?
Well, this is a singular date, obviously,
right,
we're talking about, in more ways than one. But, of course, 12 is a number very precious to Texas A&M, Texas Aggies in general. We celebrate the 12th man all the time.
Right.
If you'd heard Johnny Manziel speak the other day, he talked about the 12th man a lot. Every athlete here benefits. But that's not just the only place the 12th man comes into play at Texas A&M. Aggies take care of each other. We're always standing by to help out. Remember, our six core values include selfless service. And I think every Aggie takes it very much to heart. They want to do things to help somebody else. And that's the 12th man spirit spread across other things besides athletics.
Right.
Absolutely.
And one last question. I'm so sorry to ask you this. Where do you get these bow ties? You have so many, and I love all of them.
This is a good question.
I've only got a few hundred, okay? About 300 bow ties. My friend Gordon Gee at Ohio State has over 1,000, so I can't. But he's been a president 31 years.
Oh,
so,
you got time.
I get them. I buy a few, but I get a lot of gifts. And so the one today was a gift, for example. Students, others give me gifts from time to time, and a bow tie is always welcome, especially one with a maroon in it. And I have about probably 60 or 70 maroon-colored bow ties of various types, so I wear them preferentially, obviously.
It's about to be graduation weekend. Is your arm ready?
Certainly. Only 3,700. May's the hard one, sir.
Yes, sir.
In May, it's six ceremonies with over 7,000. In December, it's going to be three ceremonies, 3,700, I believe, will be the total number here. But I really been able to change the pattern a bit here. I tell people at the beginning of the ceremony, alternatives to handshakes are always welcome. So I invite high fives, fist bumps, and hugs. And last May, I had 1,000 hugs.
Wow.
1,000, male and female both. No discrimination there. And again, that really saved the hand.
Fist bump seems like a good idea.
Well, except watch for the ring, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch for the ring. It can be painful.
Dr. Locke, thank you so much for coming out. We're live from Rudder Plaza for 12th Man Day, 12-12-12. And obviously, we got a lot of great events coming up all day today. 12 p.m., we're going to be playing the War Hymn as well as stations across the state, across America. And obviously, we got a big deal going on here today at 5 o'clock, return Johnny Manziel to Aggieland. You're going to want to make plans for that. You can find out more about all this stuff on Candy95.com.